In 1996, Mission Impossible put the Czech Republic on the international map of filmmaking locations. It wasn't just that the city provided a backdrop to much of the action in the film. It was also the fact that a major Hollywood production made use of the crew and facilities of the city's Barrandov film studios, something that had also been done with great effect in 1984 with Miloš Forman's Amadeus. In the years that followed, Prague became an A-list location, with everything from James Bond to Oliver Twist coming to the city. But today, a weak dollar and increasing competition from other European countries is putting Prague's premium status at risk. And that is what I'll be exploring in this program. Philip Whaley is the co-founder and head of production of the Prague-based international production company, which is behind such films as The Pink Panther and has just wrapped principal photography on an adaptation of the NORAD E. Howard stories of Solomon Kane. Despite a sense of looming crisis, he remains a passionate advocate of Prague and took me on a tour of Barrandov.
In front of us is the new Super Stages, which is three stages which can actually open into one massive stage, which they used on the Bond film. We used for some stuff from Jumper. Then you have what they call Novi Halle, which is actually New Halls. That's actually three other massive stages. Also, Barrandov has an amazing backlot, which is a massive asset. And the on-site construction company here are fantastic. And, great prop stores. The First, Second World War, you just got thousands of army costumes and everything else.
In 2003 and 2004, the government of Hungary passed legislation to provide financial and tax incentives to foreign filmmakers considering filming in their country. One key move was a 20% government rebate to film investors spending money in the country. Since then, Hungary hasn't looked back. Its newly built $125 million six-stage Korda Studios west of Budapest are vying to become the Hollywood of Europe. But its first production, Hellboy 2, was a sequel to a film whose first part was filmed at Prague's Barrandov Studios, a worrying sign. Meanwhile, countries all over the world are competing for productions, while Czech legislators struggle to pass a series of similar incentives for the Czech Republic. Philip Whaley again.
To me, it was a very sad statistic. In January we were shooting Solomon Kane, and we were the only movie in town, and a big company like Steel King and Etic, not to have any films. They were meant to be doing Narnia 3 here. That's moved, I believe, has been done in Mexico and New Zealand. Bond went back to England. It wasn't because the Czech Republic did a bad job. Not at all. It's purely financial.
Petr Keller is the founder and executive producer of Starlight Productions, based at Barrandov Studios, which provides production services not just to Czech films, but also international productions, such as director Guillermo del Toro's Hellboy. He is also the vice president of the Association of Producers and has been lobbying, albeit unsuccessfully, for the country to pass measures similar to those adopted by Hungary.
We're competing with New Zealand, we're competing with Romania. And the last one, which is really the kind of biggest hit for us, was the implementation of the tax rebates in Hungary in 2004. Unfortunately, I have lost just myself, my production, two feature films last year just because of the tax rebates. The whole turnaround of those feature films, only two, was 1.1 billion crowns. And unfortunately, this has gone down to Budapest.
Philip Whaley explains just why he believes tax incentives are so important.
Now, a lot of people say, why should we support films? Why should we give them a tax break? The film industry is actually very unique in the sense that the film industry, one, employs a lot of people, but also, the accommodation, all these transport, and also supporting the city with permits for filming. The big films, like Narnia, they probably spend $1 million on accommodation. Even Solomon Kane, we spent nearly $1 million on fuel. Just on fuel, so that's probably $500,000 at least in tax for the government that they're not going to get now.
Petra Smolíková is the Director General of the Section for EU Legislative and Copyright Affairs of the Ministry of Culture. She explained to me that the earliest such incentives could be passed is January 2010, despite the fact that discussions have been ongoing for years.
We're currently preparing draft legislation with regards to the film business in the country. We began the preparatory work back in 2006, and part of the discussions focused on the idea of fiscal stimuli for international productions. The end result is that we have some fundamental issues from various departments, such as the Finance Ministry, the Labour Ministry, or the Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Thus, the current legislation doesn't even include tax incentives for international productions. I asked Petra Smolíková to explain why this was the case.
It cannot be worked into the current legislation because this legislation is for the support of Czech cinema, and this system of tax relief would require a change to other laws which are not under the purview of the Ministry of Culture. But the sooner this is done, the better, because the clock is ticking and surrounding countries are developing, and our country hasn't so far reflected this in its legislature.
Matthew Stillman is the founder of Stillking Films, perhaps the best known of all the international production companies operating in the Czech Republic, which is currently filming G.I. Joe at Barrandov. I asked him if he believed that the government was doing enough to address the concerns of a looming crisis in international production.
No, I don't think they are. They're not being proactive. I mean, there's been words of support. There was a proposal to put legislation on the government's agenda a couple of weeks ago, which was taken off of the agenda. So in words, perhaps, in practice, not.
I decided to contact the Ministry of Trade and Industry for their view, and was emailed a surprisingly blunt statement indicating that they had, quote, encountered a fundamentally negative attitude from the Ministry of Finance with regards to this issue. They also added that, at the moment, support of the film industry is at a dead end. While the political machinations play themselves out, the worrying signs are continuing. In early May, Vladimir Kuba, the director general of Barrandov Studios, stepped down suddenly. Kuba's ousting is believed in part to be connected to his failure to effectively secure the much-requested tax incentives from the government. At present, according to Kuba, the studio is 50-70% occupied and in relatively good shape, but there are clearly worries about the future. On the government side, one source suggested to me that it simply did not see the urgency in helping rich Hollywood types when there were far more fundamental concerns for the country. However, Stillking head Matthew Stillman strongly believes that the government would actually make money by passing these incentives.
There's been a report done by Česká spořitelna and another one by Obchodní bank that both show that if the system employed in Hungary was employed here, there's a net tax benefit to the Czech Republic. As it works in any other industry, from car industries to any sort of foreign investment into the country, those have traditionally been supported. This is another form of investment. So the question is, does the Czech Republic want part of that industry? Does it want to be competitive? Does it want to secure economic gain? Or does it want to opt out? It's not Hollywood producers, it's not, you know, all that hype that comes with the industry, it's purely economic.
But the clock is ticking, and very little is being done. The worst-case scenario, in a few months there may be no Hollywood productions at all filming at Barrandov. Petr Keller again.
Now it's already late, I believe. Or we are just at the 12th. We just are there, you know. I think we would need it, definitely, beginning of next year. Otherwise we start losing even those little bits and pieces we still having. And we get a good connections, you know, in U.S., and in the studios and productions all around the world. It's not just the U.S., but those people simply will look and they will make the new partnerships with somebody else, and they start to go somewhere else, you know? And it will be very difficult and much more expensive to bring them back.
Philip Whaley is even more blunt.
The problem with the Czech government is, you know, in anything they do, you know, I've lived here 10 years and I don't follow politics that much, but you notice the Czech government, you know, they always act in haste or they leave it till it's too late. To be honest, I'll be amazed when it happens. You know, there's not a stable government and there's too much corruption, you know. Someone's probably waiting for a brown envelope. Simple as that.
Clearly, emotions are running high in the industry. And whatever the reasons for the government's procrastinations, the lack of action is clearly costing the Czech Republic dearly.